Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Got a message on my Instagram from Roisin in Wicklow. Hi, Roisin. Said, Dave, this is a weird one. I was out to dinner with my boyfriend, and we got those infernal paper straws with our drinks. This isn't about the paperness of the straws. But she says, we got into an argument over the stupidest thing. I think straws have one hole. He thinks straws have two holes. How many holes do straws have, Dave? How many? Who is right? Thanks for potentially saving our marriage, says Roisin Wicklow. You're not married yet, Roisin, so calm down.
They really ran out of things to talk about.
Yeah. That sounds that's like marriage to me.
Yeah.
Okay, Cahill and Emer are sitting in front of me. So, I want to know, straight off the bat, I'm going to run a poll in a few minutes' time. You can let me know whether you think it's a two-hole or a one-hole situation. But do you have any initial thoughts? If I hand you a straw, Cahill, how many holes does a straw have?
Two.
Emer?
One.
Okay.
How one, two?
Well, let's explore the two arguments, okay? So the one hole position is fairly simple, okay? There's one hole that goes all the way through the straw. So imagine if you had to hollow out the internal void of a straw, right? If your job was to, if it was full, you know, and you had to kind of, I leave the edge and I'm going to knock out all the bits. You'd start digging at the top and work your way all down until you came out the other end. How many holes did you dig? Yes, I'm doing hand gestures that maybe aren't the most suitable. But anyway, it's radio. But how many holes, exactly how many holes did you dig?
One.
Yeah. Well, you digged one in, but you also digged one out.
Dug. Not digged.
Do you dig me?
I dig it.
No, because if you started going up from either end, then you'd meet in the middle and it wouldn't work.
Well, the Channel Tunnel, for example, was done exactly that way. They dug from both sides. So arguably they dug two holes and met in the middle. So does that matter?
Okay.
Well, okay, let's take another way of looking at it. Get the straw and keep cutting bits of it off until it gets really flat. Okay? About the size of, say, a washer.
Okay.
How many holes does a washer have?
One.
So it can't have two then, right? So it has one hole. Because if you flatten it, or a bagel or a donut, what? How many holes do they have?
One.
Right? So arguably, it should say it has one hole.
I suppose so, yeah.
Like, you couldn't say a donut has two holes. But let's have a two-hole argument. Because here's how you could have two holes. Shut up, Colin. The simplest way to make the argument for two holes is if I gave you a straw and you pinched one end, the bottom end of it, and then you poured water into it, it's effectively a skinny water bottle. Because it has one hole at the top and you filled it with water. Yeah. And then if you release the bottom, the water will come out the other hole.
Yeah.
So now it has two holes.
But are you not... I don't know where I'm going with this.
Also, I don't know where he's going with this. Does he even have an answer?
No. Are you just making us... Like, I feel like I'm back in math class. Or science. This is why I didn't do science.
It's about to get very science, so prepare yourselves.
But are you not... Like, if you're holding it, you're actually changing the integrity of the hole. If you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah.
By holding it.
You're arguably shortening the hole.
So, but then that point is null and void then, sir.
Yeah, but then
I'm using big words because I don't know what I'm trying to say.
So, like, think about it. So if you had a water bottle and you took the top off, it has a hole in the top.
Yeah.
And then if you put a knife in the bottom, there'd be two holes and the water would come out, which is effectively what a straw is. So then it must have two holes. But we already proved it has one hole. So look, I don't really know enough maths or physics or topology to be the expert on this, but topology is the shapes of things, measuring complex shapes like land, for example, the way mountains go up and valleys go down and whatever. But the topology of even shapes like a computer mouse, you need maths to work out the surface area of all that kind of stuff.
So the study of holes.
Yeah, there is the study of holes.
I'm assuming there is.
So the way to apparently think of this in mathematical terms is that the hole at the top is the positive hole and the hole at the bottom is the negative of that hole, and then when you combine a positive and a negative you actually get zero. So there's zero holes in a straw.
Because it's just the shape of the straw.
So what you should be asking is how many tunnels does a straw have? If you think about it, because it's a 3D shape.
Dave, I'm trying to think about it.
It's one circle, right?
Yeah.
Not a hole. at both ends of the straw, the one circle, and the straw is a product of the unit circle and an interval, which is the length of the straw. Oh my God, you're looking at me like I've
my
got two.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, no, mine is
interval.
Too.
What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay.
You need to take an interval.
We've got 3 minutes now for you to vote on 087-4100-102. How many holes does a straw have? You can have zero, you can have one, you can have two, or if you have another answer,
is
let me know.
Is it not just a tube?
But that doesn't matter. How many holes does it have?
It doesn't matter.
Jaron Cork says, I'm a one hole in a straw person. Monica says one. If you get shot and the bullet went through you, you still only get shot once. But Dorota says, hang on, two holes. If you got shot, entry hole and exit hole. I've watched lots of ER to get this experience. Most people are suggesting one thing.
I think Dave, somebody seems to be talking through their hole.
Yes, everyone is suggesting I'm talking through my hole, which is probably true. Shane is a two-holer, I think.
Dave, you can apply that logic to, like, the inside of a toilet roll or inside of cling film or tin foil.
Yeah.
Same thing. Top and the bottom. Two holes.
Two holes. Okay, Carl says Polo Mint. The ad was the mint with the hole, not the holes, which is fair. If you drive through a tunnel, is it one tunnel or two? Does it depend on if it was cut in one direction or from both sides? I don't know. This is what's so confusing. So percentages. You guys have had a vote. The percentage of you who think that there is zero holes, and you're going with the mathematics that it's just some kind of a tunnel, 15%. One holers, 37%. Mm. Two holers, 48%.
So I'm right.
Well, I don't know if anyone's right.
No, I think we're all wrong.
I think it's got something to do with physics, and I don't know anything about that.
No, you do not.
Pat in Limerick says, Dave, I'm lost with all this talk of holes and tunnels. All I know is you made me want a strawberry milkshake.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.